Good. All right. I call this meeting to order for the President's Cabinet on Thursday, January 27th, 2022 at 4:30 p.m. in the Asian President's Conference Room. First, we'll move into agenda item number two. Roll call.
President Brown.
Present.
Vice President Murphy.
Present.
Chief of Staff Samuelson.
Present.
Director Britt.
Present.
Director Guillen.
Present.
Director Madamura.
Present.
Director Madamina.
Present.
Director Curie.
Present.
Director Resnick.
Absence excused.
Chief of Staff, Chief Justice Danfield, sorry.
Party unexcused.
Attorney General Sasani.
Present.
And then Speaker Shine.
Present.
Quorum's present.
Perfect, thank you. Next, we'll move into agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? All right, seeing none, next we'll move into agenda item four, minutes. So the cabinet may move to adopt the minutes from the following meetings. These minutes have all been placed in the Nevada box. So looking for a motion. Vice President Murphy.
I move to approve agenda item 4A through E through unanimous consent.
Is there a second? Chief Staff Sanderson?
Second.
Perfect, all right. Is there any dissent to the motion? Oh, next we'll move into discussion. No? Is there any dissent to the motion?
And if there isn't, then they pass.
No? Awesome. Seeing none, the minutes pass. Next, we move into agenda item five, reports from Eastern officers, starting with President of the Association, Austin Brown. I'm going to try to kind of skim over some of this because you all heard my Senate report last night. But essentially, over break, I've been attending special Board of Regents meetings. And what this means for all of us is the vaccination mandate for students is not in place anymore. However, 19,000 of our students are vaccinated, so that's very exciting. We also have 98% of our faculty are vaccinated as well. With that being said, though, the employee vaccine mandate is still in place, so any student employees do still fall under this. So if you are a student employee, you are required to be vaccinated. Building on this, I keep doing interviews with reporters about all vaccine mandates, and again, one of the things I shared again this morning through tweeting with the governor is that students are very excited to be back in person. We are happy to be here, and we are excited to stay safe. One of the announcements that I also want to share that we just got within the last day is that the N95 masks that the university ordered for all the students, the 20,000 of them, are actually in. So they arrived yesterday, so they're going to be passed out through the academic units, so they'll be getting those soon. Additionally, Director of Wellness Lim ordered all of us and everybody who will be at the retreat these masks as well, so you'll be getting those when you come on Saturday. Again, thank you to Keegan and Parker for keeping the ship afloat while I was gone. On the first day of school, I presented the budget priorities to the chancellor, and so really the things that I touched on were basic needs. So I talked about expanding park provisions, expanding campus transportation, and affordable housing within our campus. These are all things that GSA President Han touched on as well, and so I'm hoping that the chancellor really got the message that we just want our basic needs met. Again, on Saturday during retreat, the administration will be here. We have around 30 admin coming, so vice chancellors, admin, President Sandoval will be there. So please start thinking of questions you want to ask them. Obviously, like, we'll have table topics set out at each of the lunch tables, but it'd be great if you all could lead conversation because you all are the leaders and you've been here for so long, so I'd be excited. If conversation dies down, make sure we're kind of keeping it going. Parker will talk about more retreats. Again, shout out to Director Cooley and Director Maren Berger for your awesome events. What on Monday at noon or 12:30? Who is available? Speaker Shine, Vice President Murphy, Nor, Tara, Liz. Did I get that right?
Right before 12:30.
Okay. Awesome. I'm asking that if you guys would please meet me at the end. We're gonna shoot a fun little video for Marcon. You will be on camera for all of 10 seconds, so like it's not a big commitment, I promise. It should take like 5 minutes to film the video at most. But we're just capturing student excitement about being back on campus and in person.
Is it 12 or 12:30?
Anywhere in that game.
Okay, I have a class at 1, so.
Okay, so maybe next.
Yeah.
Any of the interns? Yeah, Data? Awesome. If not, there'll be more opportunities. We're going to do this for 4 weeks, so this is just this week's time. Next week, we'll have a different time, different questions. It's going to be a lot of fun, I promise. And then additionally,
The N as in like the UNR N or the N on the mountain?
I was thinking the N.
Okay.
The N letter of resignation.
Then you may keep my name on the list.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
One of the other things that I want to put on your radars is the NAIC State Conference. We are doing a big part of their rotations on Friday, April 1st. So that'll be from around 9 in the morning until probably noon, somewhere in that time frame. Students are going to get dropped off at the Joe Circle. Ambies are going to give them a tour all the way down campus. And then they're going to meet at the quad where we're having a service fair that Amy's been setting up. So we'll do two rotations of that. The northern and the western schools will be in one rotation. The southern school will be in the second rotation. We're going to try to do prizes and giveaways and really just get students engaged with the university, so hopefully they'll only come here after they graduate. So I'm super excited for that. Dr. Rodriguez and I are also working on getting some pretty awesome guest speakers coming to campus. I'll have some more details on that when time comes close, but ideally that'll be that weekend as well. That is my report. Are there any questions, you guys? Awesome. Seeing none, we'll move into report from Vice President Berkey.
I'll also kind of touch on what I talked about at Senate. So we have 11 weeks left in our terms, which is pretty exciting. Over break, I attended the Special Board of Regents meeting for Austin, and we kind of got updates on UNR metrics as well as Sierra Nevada University. Also attended the Nevada Student Alliance, where we talked about mental health resources and suicide prevention, as well as resources for undocumented students. I attended a strategic planning session for the Nevada System of Higher Education, and as I mentioned, like, there was no students there, and mainly adults. So it'd be great if we submit some of our ideas on the website, just so that their student voice is being heard. I think the Chancellor would particularly maybe like some voices about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and sustainability, since those aren't necessarily included in the last or current priorities. Working on the University Fieldhouse, so that's a great project. I have a few senators that are helping me, as well as Director Rodriguez, and we have a working group, so we're meeting next week. Hopefully we have more information that we can provide to the Senate, as we have a whole entire timeline of a vote in September for that project, so hopefully we can get some good work going on that. We contacted all the new Greek Life presidents just to ensure, you know, we have transparency between our organizations. We met President Sandoval last week to talk about housing, COVID, partnerships in the Reno community, especially the new Google programming internship. So that's super cool. Basically, you get a Google mentor, and a promised interview after graduation. So make sure you guys plug that to your constituents. We attended an ACE internationalization conversation about UNR, PAC internship grant program, the symposium for undergraduate research, PAC internship grant, service learning, and a bunch of other things is April 25th. I know you guys will probably be out of your terms by then, but I think it's going to be a great first event. Tanya Kelly's been planning it, as well as a lot of other people. Tomorrow, Austin, myself, and Sandy are meeting about PAC provision expansion. Also at Senate, I mentioned I created a budget breakdown of the ASUN fee, so I definitely check that out on the website. It's actually pretty cool to see how the budget's broken down in our $6.10, and shout out to Christian for making it look pretty. Nevada Bounds, I have Nevada Bound tomorrow, and I have about eight more, so if any of you are interested in talking to prospective or incoming freshmen, please let me know. Again, meeting with PAC Internship Grant, University Athletics Committee, Joe Crowley Student Union Request for Proposal Committee with Parker, Blue Crew, that started up if you guys didn't know, meeting with them. Just a bunch of stuff like that. Do you guys want me to read my fun fact again?
No.
Okay. Well,
thank you. Are there any questions? All right, we're going to move back into my report. I forgot one more thing that I want to tell you all. On Saturday for retreat, I'm asking that you all as the cabinet come at 11, because when we move into department breakouts later in the day, you all will be with your departments, so I won't get to see you all. And so I want us to do something fun and team build league before the day starts. So just come at 11. Retreat starts at 11:45, so it's not a ton. If you have a conflict with that, let me know, preferably now-ish. But if not, we will see you at 11. Anyways, next we'll move into Chief Seth Samuelson's report.
Awesome. Hi, guys. So retreat is this weekend. For the department breakouts, I'm going shopping for a retreat tonight. So if anyone needs anything, just shoot me a text. We make that happen. I just wrote vibes question mark. I think it meant good vibes at retreat. We are, as he was saying, the leaders. So I want to make sure we're super pumped and ready to go, so that energy kind of goes through the retreat. Also, COVID test. Okay. Let me take a moment. For the COVID test, if they do end up being positive, they don't have to do a makeup. And if people ask you, just have them bring the results to retreat. I've had people ask if they need to like email me or anything. And then like Austin said, we're gonna meet at 11 in the Joe. We have the retreat dates for next year. So that's gonna be June 3rd through June 5th, if you'll be sticking around. As far as the internship, those syllabi do need to be re-signed. So your intern should have provided that to you. I did ask for those back this week, but if we could get them next week, that would be cool too. Make sure you're looking out for your interns at retreat, especially in the beginning. I know it's kind of scary when like everyone in the association is all together all at once. So I'm sure they'll do great and make friends as they go, but especially just for that first day. And you still should be meeting weekly with your intern, so make sure that's still happening and you're filling out those forms and all that good stuff. As far as the John Mackey Endowment Fund, we're no longer going to do a gala just because of the huge nature of the event and COVID. So we'll be revisiting the fund and making some changes, and we'll go on to do some crowdfunding from there. So that's all I have.
Any questions for Chief Scott Sanderson?
Next, we'll move into reporting director, Kumi.
So mine is also the same as Senate yesterday. Over winter break, my department was busy planning and preparing for Welcome Back Week, which turned out super well, so thank you to everyone who attended and was able to help out last week. Our most successful event was Wolfpack on Skates. It was our second time doing a roller skating event at Roller Kingdom. We had a turnout of 503 students, which is at least 200 more than we had for homecoming, which is awesome. My assistant directors and I are currently trying to secure a date for the Intramural Fields and Wolfpack Park for the spring concert. It's looking like it'll be end of April, but once the date is finalized, I'll be sure to let you all know. Also, again, congratulations, Nick, for a successful club fair. Now that Welcome Back Week is over, we are working on Mackey Week, Family Weekend, the Drag Show, Undie Run, and potentially another skate night since it was so successful. And we have the dates set for pretty much all of those, so let me know if you have any questions or concerns.
Okay, any questions? Awesome. Next, we'll move into a report from Director Marburger.
All right, I'm trying to change it up a little bit from last night. So I'm not going to give the whole club fair spiel again, but it was a very successful event. So thank you all to everyone who helped and was able to like spread the word to the department for those of them that helped. I really appreciate that. And then last Friday, we had our first funding hearing of the semester. We had 14 applications, which we allocated a total of $5,819.16. PAC Life, we gained about 15 active orgs since the last time we spoke, about 13 more frozen ones, about 300 more involved users, and we have 329 upcoming events in the next 30 days. So those are exciting numbers. We have a new Club Colors contact. Her name is Alexis Bittner because Pat was then promoted. So this is going through a lot of promotions. If you need our email, let me know. iServe, we have it planned for March 5th from 10 to 4 p.m. It is going to be three, like, two-hour intervals of volunteering. So, like, we're not just going to be all at the same spot. It's going to be, like, a group of students will be 10 to 12, another group will be 12 to 2, another group will be 2 to 4, with certain members from our department at each one. More for that coming soon. And then, as I said last night, still trying to get finalized the club support funding policy manual and the procedures manual, get that into a senator, just making sure that we're going to get the cap numbers right so we don't, you know, underset or overset the price. But tomorrow I have University Athletics Committee meeting, a funding hearing, and an iServe meeting, and I am still meeting with my intern Bodhi, and yeah, I'm excited for retreat, and also shout out to Dr. Kui for a great Welcome Back Week and the report.
Thanks, Nick. Are there any questions? Next.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Did you say the 25th, March 25th?
March 5th.
March.
Is iServe, yes.
So, next one in the report from Director Britt.
Hi, Bestie. So my report is also going to be around the same as yesterday, so I'm just going to skip around, so bear with me just a bit. So since we last met, almost all of the pronouns for all of our ASUN officers and senators have been uploaded to the website. I'm going to be doing a check on my spreadsheet to see if anyone hasn't filled out the form yet or if their pronouns just haven't been added to the website yet. After that, I'm also going to be sending ASUN Tech an email to have everyone's pronouns moved from the bottom of the page up to right underneath their position and their name instead of underneath their bio, just so it's a little more flowing, I guess. It makes more sense and it looks nicer that way. And then I also looked into including Braille on our ASUN business cards in the future, and I was in contact with one of the faculty members from the DRC who explained the benefits and the drawbacks of having Braille on the card. So she was saying how, like, although the Braille on the cards makes it more inclusive, it's just harder to add more, like, things on your card, so your email, phone number, name, things like that, position. So I'm going to be talking with her more about that next week via email. Regarding our handbills for the Student Resource Guide, Inkblot has been in contact with both Director Lim and I, and they're done. We're just waiting to be able to pick them up from their office. Last week, my department met informally. Our first agendized meeting is tomorrow. We're going to be talking about our DEI plan, Diversity Week, our Black Scholars Dinner, and Proud to be Black at Nevada Town Hall for February. I'm also going to be mentioning the collaboration between athletics that was just brought to my attention yesterday in that meeting. After that, I have my first meeting with the Women of Color Collective of the semester tomorrow as well. And then I'm finishing getting all of my Diversity Week events into Pack Life, just working out a few more times with my department and the other clubs and other departments that we're going to be working with. Something I'm super excited about for Diversity Week, the president of International Club actually just emailed me back, and they're interested in doing Night of All Nations during Diversity Week. So I have a meeting with them next week as well, so fingers crossed on that. And then sometime in March, they're going to be doing more interviews for the Latinx coordinator position in the Multicultural Center, which I'll be sitting in on. That's pretty much it.
Before Director Lim goes, I just want to let you know, in the ACE International meeting that we were in last week, the director of the NNIC talked about how incredible the Night of All Nations event has been in years past, and she said she'd be like interested in partnering with us again if that's something we're bringing back. So I'd be happy to put you two in contact. Thank you.
Just to clarify, for those who don't know, could you clarify what Night of All Nations is?
Yeah, so Night of All Nations, from my understanding, because I have never seen it in person, is basically just like a celebration of a bunch of different cultures here on campus. It's kind of like for the Culture Fest, but less club fair type vibes and more like social, kind of like getting to know all of the other students on campus type thing. So I think that's something that I'm really looking forward to, especially since they didn't get to do it last year.
I think it's been 2 years since then.
2 years?
Two or three, yeah.
It's actually my favorite event of forever. So there's like a bunch of different booths that you go up to, and like they hand out food and you just like talk to everyone from like different cultures, and there's like a huge stage, and each culture does like a dance. Like I used to dance with like the Persian club and everything, so it's a lot of fun. I highly recommend everyone go.
Dr. Rodriguez?
At one point it was taking place at Lowell, and that's up to you to this one. The Center for Student Engagement does have business cards with Braille, so feel free to talk to Amy. We only have 100 of them, and the staff all are given to. Absolutely right, it's hard to put information, but what we did is we made it generic enough to where it was like, ASUN Center for Student Engagement, here's our front line, here's an email address. You could do the same for ASUN.
Awesome. Next, I'll read Director Resnick's report. It says, "Hi, everybody. Sorry I can't be with you all. I hope you're doing wonderfully, though. Not much else to add to what you all heard during Senate, aside from that I met with Dean Kennedy and reps from campus PADS, as we will be working to bring the system to campus to provide students with streamlined ways of finding housing. If you all want to work with Ledge Affairs this semester and haven't already reached out, please do so ASAP, as our scheduling is rapidly filling up. Missing you all, and I can't wait to see you all this weekend. Director Resnick." Next, we'll hear a report from Director Kane.
All right, hello everyone. My report is also very similar to last night, so I'll start off talking about EDPAS like I always do. EDPAS will no longer be on this year's ballot. RGC has decided to use their own means of funding to continue the service until October 2023. Moving forward, my department will work with various campus entities to ensure that the future of transportation meets all our students' needs. Next, it is SNF season. The applications for the SNF are in. I spent a large part of the break with meeting with potential applicants, fielding questions, and sending emails on listservs. Currently, applications are under review by the committee. We'll be meeting next week to hear presentations from the applicants and to vote to approve their projects. I'll let you all know which applicants win, especially since the SNP does come from the exact budget, so you all will have to approve it in the next coming weeks. Next, I wanted to let you all know that the department will be hosting Earth Week from April 18th to April 22nd. We are starting to plan a lot of fun events, and I'll be sure to get you all the details once those are finalized, but please be sure to check your inboxes for myself or Assistant Director Franson, because we would love to collaborate with a lot of you. That's all I have for you this week, but as always, if you have any questions or ideas, please let me know.
Any questions? Thank you, Director Guillen. Next is Director Lin.
Awesome. Same report as last night, so I'll just do a quick summary. So this winter break, I was able to go to the Emergency Board of Regents meeting and then the one on January 14th, where I gave some feedback and kind of some student outreach on to COVID-19 and the vaccine mandate. President Dunn already summarized kind of the results of the meeting. And then we also are moving forward with our Pack Protected campaign, so we're hoping to kind of work with Faculty Senate and helping with the handouts of the masks. So I'm more on that soon. And then I'm also super excited to reach out to other universities and talk with them about wellness and kind of COVID. So I also just heard back today from the University of Southern California, so we'll also be involving them in our initiative. And then I'm also now an official member of the NCHI COVID-19 Task Force, serving as the only student member, where I hope to provide experience in improving protocols, procedures, and initiatives, and keeping students, staff, and faculty safe across all institutions. And then, of course, huge shout out to programming and to Clubs and Orgs for a successful club fair and a Welcome Back Week. And then I also met with GRI on campus regarding the petition that they're kind of like sending out to protect mainly like frontline student workers. So I'm coordinating with their officers on that. And then legislation will be coming forward as a result of that meeting. And then I also met with Daniel Fred today of Nevada Care, so I'm supporting them in their initiative in providing that resource center on campus, so more on that soon. And then I'm also working with Director Rodriguez on creating a wellness page in the AS1 website where I can consolidate all information regarding wellness from counseling, Nevada Money Mentors, and everything like that. And I'm also in collaboration with Daniel Fred and Carla in kind of making it also surrounded into the 8 dimensions of wellness. That's going to be super fun. And then last thing is, I missed on the first public comments, so I'll read. I asked Assistant Director Williams to provide a report for you all about her job duties and what she did in the entire semester and what she's gonna work on in the spring. So I'll read that thing, the second public comment. But yeah, excited to see everyone at retreat this weekend.
Thank you, Director Lynn. Are there any questions? Next is Director Madalena.
Hi guys, it's really exciting to be here. I'm sorry for not being here last week. I don't want to go through everything that I said at Senate yesterday, just to reiterate the important things. If you have things that you want in the What to Know campaign, let me know. That can be anything, like it doesn't have to be anything specific, just anything that you want to share with students. I would love to highlight those for you all. Make sure your departments have submitted their Meet Your Officer forms by tomorrow. I think almost everyone has, but if they haven't, I'm not taking any new submissions past tomorrow. My first meeting with Inkwatt is next Wednesday, so let me know if there's anything that you want relayed to them. Our Instagram, I said this last night, but our Instagram account surpassed 10,000 followers over break, which is really exciting. And then we're also submitting a verification request, so I'm hoping that that gets approved. But I think that's it for me, and I'll see you all on Saturday.
Thank you, Michaela. Are there any questions? Next is Attorney General Sotangi.
Hello, everyone. A couple of new things, a couple of old things. I have a meeting with the co-directors of elections tomorrow, so if there's anything you have heard from constituents about elections or the process, please let me know so that I can bring this up in our meeting. I'm assisting Speaker Shine in an interview today, looking for a secretary candidate. If you have any comments or concerns regarding the office of the secretary, please let me know and I can talk to Wyatt at our next meeting. I'm also on the University Police Department Northern Command Committee to help in the search of a new administrative faculty position. It's a specialist community relations and support services. I also have my intern meeting tomorrow, and I also have 2 upcoming meetings with individuals interested in my position, which is very exciting, and I can't wait to see you all at retreat.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Nora. Are there any questions? I did not receive a report from Chief Justice Sandville. I also forgot to add Speaker Shine to the report, so he is under the agenda, or he should be on the agenda for the report section. So I will have you read yours now, and then I think I can do that. Yeah. Yep, go ahead.
Cool. so I'm going to do a different report than I do at Senate, just because when I was added to this
group. I was asked specifically to report on legislation that's in the different committees and kind of what they're working on. As some of you know, we had several senators resign over break, and so we did appoint some new people to some committees. So the Committee on Academic Student Affairs, to my knowledge, what they're going to be working on is just having their liaisons reporting at this next meeting. I know that Autumn also has several pieces of legislation that they've been working on as a committee. Budget and Finance, I believe, is just doing budget reviews as usual. I think that most of your guys' departments have probably been in there, and if not, you're probably going to be hearing from Leslie in the next few weeks. Democratic Civic Engagement is similar. I think that if they haven't been collected yet, there's still those veteran cards out there. If you guys haven't filled them out, you should do so, just supporting our local veterans. Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, the new chair of this committee is Carolina Roundtree. So if you see her around, just give her a little congratulations. Her committee time, I don't believe they've settled it exactly yet. But once they...
It's Tuesdays at 8 a.m.
Tuesdays at 8 a.m. Awesome. And then they're going to be picking up the pieces that Haley was previously working on. That's a piece on parking, and then a piece on, I believe, diverse authorship was the other one. Government Operations is now Bayla Fitzpatrick's committee. I know in talking to her that she has a list of pieces that she's going to be working on. And I think she's also working on several pieces for you guys. Hi, Dusty. And then there's also, obviously, Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness. That committee is now picked up by Muhammad Shamim. They're working on a sleeping pods legislation. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Team CC. They have, like, those pods that you can, like, take a nap in. He wants those on campus. And then they're also working on a piece for the bag tax. I'm not sure where that's going. We're trying to get someone to actually come into the committee. And then finally, the Committee on Oversight. Oversight will be meeting on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. I'm going to start that on the, I believe it's the 8th or the 7th, whatever that Wednesday is. The 5th, it looks like. Anyways, I will be reaching out to you guys if you haven't been in the committee yet. You'll probably get an email from me or a text from me in the next few weeks. I'm just trying to figure out availability. And I'll just be doing officer reviews and all that fun stuff. That's all I got.
Sounds great. Are there any questions? Awesome, seeing none. Please let the record show that Chief Justice Stanfield entered the room at 4:58 p.m. Would you like to report?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect.
Yeah, so sorry everybody that came late, so he came up unexpectedly. But happy spring semester. Of course, this week at Senate, I read the decision and the opinion from Judicial Council. It was a great learning experience and actually had a lot of fun. Our Judicial Council learned a lot. Unfortunately, Associate Justice Lewis resigned. I officially read her resignation letter to the record yesterday. Hopefully we'll be hiring a new Associate Justice soon. Over break, I attended the NC Board of Regents to listen to student public comment regarding the lift on the mandatory employee vaccine. Recently, I submitted my letter of intent to join the University Police Services Advisory Group. I attended a lot of the Welcome Back Week events, so shout out to the Programming Department, as well as Club Fair and the Club and Works Department. I'm working on the internship going into the spring semester, working on the spring syllabus and all of our interns. I also presented an orientation on behalf of ASUN to, in regards to the internship, all the Welcome Back Weeks, and just encouraging getting involved with all the services that ASU provides. Further, I have been working on the ballot question, working with senators and writing that piece, as well as with Inkblot to get that marketing published soon. And other than that, I'm really excited for a treat this weekend.
Awesome. Are there any questions? Cool. Seeing none, we will move into agenda item 7.1, PAC Plaza presentation. I'm going to try to pull this up. Since the application should launch momentarily. Yeah. Okay, just kidding. We're going to move into agenda item 7.2, University Committee Updates. So I'm asking that you all please report on your University Committee assignments that you have. So at this time, we can start. I'll go first. So my committees are the Student Fee Committee. So I sat on this with Keegan and Dion. We passed four course fees, and they all got approved at the Board of Regents meetings. There was an art class, a science class, and a music class. Next is the Parking and Traffic Board. We actually just met yesterday. We selected the winners of the drawing for the for the winners of the new parking pass contest. So we picked the designs, and all the winners, or the two winners, will now get a free silver West Stadium permit for the next year. So that's exciting. They're very fun. The student one is the Pack Hands. So anyone who knows me, go Pack. Yeah, that was fun. The Alumni Council, I was not able to attend, so Vice President Murphy gave the Asian report for me, so thank you for that. And I just presented at the UNR Foundation yesterday, and they were very impressed of the work that Asian is doing, and all of you, so thank you for that. Next, we'll move into Vice President Murphy, which is the Service Learning Council.
We have not met at all. I will check up with them, though.
Awesome. The Student Fee Committee I touched on.
Yeah.
University Athletics Committee?
They're pretty busy. We meet probably at least once a month, and then there's subcommittees. So the way they break down things are charges, and then each charge could potentially have a subcommittee. And so the faculty and staff are planning an event with new faculty that have been hired for the last year or two, just before like a softball game. And then they talk about some NCAA stuff, about like athletes getting paid. So just like a bunch of different charges like that. A lot of it's more student athlete focused, and so we just kind of sit and listen, but it's pretty interesting, to say the least, and I know Nick's on that committee as well.
Awesome. And then I think you have the JCSU...
Yep. I'm also on the JCSU RFP committee, so there's two open requests for proposals in the jail right now. One is in the old Grateful Garden space, and then the banking and Wolf Card, those two separate areas, that is also renewed for a new RFP. So hopefully we can announce who we've selected for those. We have a meeting tomorrow, but until that's public, I cannot let you know. But I think the new dining location will be a big hit.
Awesome. Any others that are not listed? That sounds great. All right, Chief of Staff Anderson. Your committees, you have the JCSU as well.
Yeah, that's the only one that I'm the primary one on. So, ditto.
All right, next is Director Akumi, the University Advising Community.
Okay, I honestly have not heard from them, but I guess I'll email them again.
Okay, awesome. The Academic Integrity Committee.
We have not met, but I will email them again as well.
Awesome. And I think those are the only two. Does that sound right?
Yeah, and the, I don't know, the Joe Advisory Board accounts.
Oh, perfect. And yeah,
so Diego and I are on that one. We meet, I think, every couple of months. We get lunch, and then they go over some issues they're having at the Joe or stuff they want their input on, so we talked about their new plan, or like their guidelines for event reservation spaces, as well as just like any concerns that we have as students, and they kind of just listen to that and then take it to their staff.
Awesome. That sounds great. Director Marenberga, you have the Academic Standards Committee?
Yes. So that one also is like a monthly meeting. We haven't met in like 2-3 months. So I think we actually do have a meeting next Monday, so I'll be in attendance there. And then they do it the same type of way as my other committee, which Vice President Murphy touched on, was like with charges. So like they have charge one, I think they're doing charge 1-4 currently. So what they're doing is like monitoring the implementation of academic recovery policy and related policies with admissions and records, ambiguous areas of UAM 6502, that's what they listed. And then charge 4 is to review the final exam schedule to determine how well it works for faculty and student needs. So they didn't put me on a subcommittee, but for all their main meetings I always attended, and it was pretty interesting to kind of see and like hear and gather input from other campus leaders about the like, you know, final exam schedule and what they potentially could do to change that. So that was pretty interesting. But I think that's more just a proposal versus actual like going through with motions so far. And then the academic or the athletics one is the same.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next is Director Britt. You have the Faculty Diversity Committee.
I do.
Yeah, so the last time I met with them was right before winter break. They basically put together a mid-year report right before we went on break, which included all of our like subcommittee charges, research and findings. It didn't include any recommendations yet. Our first meeting is going to be on the 1st of February, I think, that first Tuesday, and then we're going to be meeting on the first Tuesday of every month going forward. Yeah, that's it for that committee. I know I have three other ones, but I have not met with any of them because I haven't heard from any of them.
Okay, I can send you that contact again. Same for everybody who hasn't heard back. So I'll send this out again just so you get them. I also want to let the record know that I've received correspondence from Dr. Amy Payson. She's the Faculty Senate Chair, thanking Nick, Kaylee, and Nora all for their service on faculty committees and saying how great of a job you all have done. So I just want the record to show that as well. Next is Rob, but I will not have him report since he's not here. Next is Director Guillen. And it looks like you had the Bible Teaching Award Selection Committee.
Yeah, so they recently just got my contact information and said that they would reach out to me soon. And then I also have the Bicycle Working Committee, which is still currently dissolved. I reached out to Amy Finch, but she said that she's struggling finding people to sit on it. And with the lack of consistency, there's with COVID, it's really hard, but she will let me know once it's back up and running.
Awesome. That sounds great. Next is Director Lynn. You have the Disability Advocacy Committee?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like Director Britt, I haven't heard back from them, but I did connect with Co-Chair Marianne Christensen, and we did have like a pretty quick conversation about the entire committee, and she just gave me like a brief update, and just talking about like what they've been trying to do and kind of their goal in sending reports to the President and the University Diversity and Inclusion Officer. So we'll have a meeting in the books coming up just to kind of update me in the fall plan that they had. And so hopefully more on that soon. And then I also sit on the Joe Crowley Student Union Advisory Board with Director Akui, where, like she said, we talked about that. Something that I do want to emphasize, though, we do have copies of the Joe kind of handout to talk about reservation and their policies. I think it would be very useful for every ASUN officer, especially the President's Cabinet, to have that as a resource. So we'll make sure to have that to you ASAP.
Awesome. Thank you. Next is Director Madalena. I want to realize that I have made the error is that we assigned these committees before Director Madalena was hired. So she's not on any. So you do not need her form on any. Next is Attorney General Sir Sandy. It looks like you have the UNR Core Curriculum Board.
Yes, so if you guys don't know what the Core Curriculum Board is, before you can graduate, you have to take fulfill your co-credits, which are like co-like 2 through 14. So our committee is in charge of verifying the courses that qualify for these. The total courses that we verified last semester were 800, which is good news because this gives a lot of diversity and options for students to pick the classes that they want to take for graduation. We verified 119, which means that we added a lot more classes for students. So a lot of good news. I'm excited for what this semester entails for the committee.
So the International Activities Committee?
We haven't heard back.
Perfect. I think that was it. Are there any others I'm missing?
No.
Awesome. Cool.
Except for the new one, but we haven't met.
Chief Justice Stanfield, you also sat on the Student Fee Committee. It looks like the Disability Advocacy.
Yeah, same with Diego. I reached out and she told me, Dr. Bramora told me congratulations, and then just emailed her last week asking if we were meeting this semester, so hopefully you're not interested.
Perfect. The Advisory Board for Police Services.
Yeah, so I actually sit on two committees for the police services, and the contact is the same person. I want to say her name is Tanya. I can look through my emails, but I actually emailed her a few times and then met with her in person, and she said, oh, that's my bad. They were changing the curriculum so that they didn't have the committee standards up yet. And I don't know if this new, the group that I applied for, that a few of us applied for, I don't know if that's like supplementing it. But I know that those two police services haven't even started. They haven't met at all this year.
Awesome. We will find out next time we meet with Chief James about these committees, and I'll get back to the two of you that have applied. So, thank you. All right, and Speaker Shine, I don't think you are on any of the committees either. So, awesome. All right, any questions about university committees? And again, I will send you all the contact information so you can reach out again, and maybe I'll switch up some of the assignments to get those of you who are not on it on it. All right, next we'll move into agenda item 7.1, PAC Plaza presentation. So Vice President Murphy and I are going to present our PAC Plaza idea. So thank you to Parker for working out the technical difficulties. And so, do you want to pull up the rendering and then we'll kind of talk about it?
Is that the phone of this screen? This?
No.
That's
my
I mean, yes. But this one. All right. So this is Pack Plaza, everybody. So the area you can see here was designed by John Green.
John Walsh.
John Walsh. And facilities, and he has been amazing to work with. It's right outside of Panera, so on that grass area in front of Fitzgerald Student Services. You can kind of see the buildings labeled around it, but essentially this would be just a very simple, organic, natural space for students to come and use it for a variety of reasons. It could be a stage, an activism space, a place to hold visuals, classes, movies. Clubs could rent this out. You could teach class out there. I might have said that already.
Speakers. There's a whole list on the other document. If you want to pull that up. I'm expecting her to read my mind. So yeah. Choir, ASM programming events, pep rally, mental health, like Take 5, all those good things.
So ideally it would seat about 75 people is the goal, and we think we could get that with the rendering that you submitted to us. It will also be equipped with like wireless microphones and speakers, so you don't have to worry about renting one from KC and bringing it. All that stuff will be readily available for you, as well as a projector and a screen for like a movie theater, so if you want to equip one and host a movie out there, they can do that as well.
Yeah, so the funding, you can see my little drawing at the bottom. The funding is about $280,000 to $300,000. Just for the rendering itself and the work of the architect, it'd be $50,000. But that is a projected final cost. I project it will be probably higher, probably like $400,000 or $500,000, just because of like the prices of things lately. Ideally, the timeline he sent us is it'd be about a year project. So this would be something to be passed on. Just because you have to submit a bunch of, bureaucracy. basically, we're trying to work out where we're going to get the funding. So we've been contacting Alumni Relations, Bill Johnson, seeing if the foundation wants to help out on top of what ASUN can provide.
So we just wanted to get your guys' opinion on this before we really...
We show the rendering again. We can kind of explain.
Yeah.
I'll stand up. So this is the stage, and there's a ramp for ADA accessibility. These are all trees that are already there, and there's like a bench. Sorry, Sandy.
You want to show them where Panera is?
Yeah. So this is like Fitzgerald, and Panera is like around there, and then the Fine Arts buildings, and then Raggio. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. This is a drain. this is concrete and like paver, so again, it's kind of like a slope, so that would be ADA accessible.
And where it says small group sitting area, those are the stairs that come down to Fitzgerald Student Service.
Yeah,
building, so
the stairs.
It works right into the concrete.
And then, yeah, and you can walk straight out, and then there's like these little small group seating, as Austin mentioned, it's all organic, natural. And then back here, this is like kind of raised grass, so people can kind of like look up and see. Yeah, it's all made out of pavers and concrete.
The stage is also ADA accessible, so we have stairs on one side and a ramp on the other. And it's just slightly lifted from the ground, but just enough to create a platform for people to stand on. And there's also a little backdrop that would go here. It's very basic. I think it's just all brick, and it would have the University of Nevada Reno on it, or funding or donors' names on it as well. So
yeah, it doesn't have a name because we don't have... Whoever gives us the most money would probably be named after, or maybe we could do like a voting type thing. Not sure how that exactly works, but I think it'd be a pretty cool space. We had something similarly designed called Democracy Plaza, right?
Yep.
That was in front of the KC, so they were gonna use like the KC stairs as like seating, but like people walk in between that, so it's kind of like, there's no point. It'd be kind of distracting. So this is kind of like a space on its own, but still heavy traffic. Other schools have it. We were inspired by UNLV's. Theirs is a lot bigger, but that's okay. I think this looks a lot nicer, personally.
Do you guys have like comments, suggestions? Like, do we like this? Do we hate this? Jake?
I like this a lot because it kind of goes along with, I think it's maybe Senator No who talks about like Democracy Plaza all the time. I could totally see this being used as a space to like do civic engagement kind of stuff, because I don't think we have like a good space for that on campus. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah, just kind of like jumping off of that, I know a lot of our students kind of talk about how like UNLV has their like free speech walkway, and so I could kind of, I mean, everyone on campus is free speech, but like this designation being kind of that, like the theme around that, I think students would highly appreciate that.
Dion?
Quick question. So what facility would this go through? So whenever they rent the space, would it be like KC or where?
That's a great question. Ideally, I feel like if we provide the most funding, it should go through us, but that's not the way things work. So it'd probably go through scheduling services would be my guess. But if it's not being used, anyone could use it. That's kind of like the point of the space. Just like if you wanted to like set up something outside the Joe, like a sign, no one can stop you really, depending on what kind of sign it is. But
I really like this. My department like kind of rotates between three different locations, so it would be cool to have a new place to do programming. It would also be awesome if we could have this as a tabling area where you don't have to reserve it, like in front of the KC, and I think there's a spot around Ansari where you don't have to reserve that you can just like set up a table. I don't know what the process is, but that would be awesome.
That was also one of our concerns with this. Well, not concerns, one of our like inspiration was how can we make this the most easy and available space to schedule for students.
I think it's nice to have sort of like a quad space on this end of campus.
Yeah, you could host like the, all the multicultural like Greek clubs have their different like graduations. I feel like you could do that outside, especially as we start to upgrade the ballrooms or they become overbooked.
North?
I know during the summer we have like on the quad that like summer concert fest.
Yeah.
This would be a nice idea for like a year-round like activity that students and like just citizens in the community can come to and have like Shakespeare in the Park, but not UNR or something like that.
No, exactly. And it's right by the arts building, so the arts students, it's not a far way to go to set up.
I'm curious.
What's that?
I'm curious of what you think.
First thing we need to do is contact Christopher Weir, because the location of that, the sound.
John factored that in when he was making this. That's why the stage is oriented, because it's the furthest from radio.
I mean, I think too, it's how you want to sell it. If you keep calling it PAC Plaza, if you want it to be a Democracy Plaza, that has a completely different set of different connotations. You know what I'm saying? So consider that if you're trying to get stakeholders in this. My question is really, where's the money going to come from? And I know you have an answer to that, so it might be something you want to share with them. I will tell you that our enrollment is at 19,000. So I think it's less students that have been vaccinated. But for the first time in a long time, our undergraduate enrollment fell under 16,000. We're at 15,900. That's going retro, man. It's been a long time since that has happened. And I say that because fees matter, right? You all paying your fees into the association matter. So I love the idea. I'm always going to be the heavy in the room, right? Because I'm going to have to ask you to consider the financial consideration.
Jacob?
How can we best support you in this initiative?
I'll cry.
Ask Colin Kaepernick if he wants to pay for this.
How much can I give?
I think what would be actually really helpful is getting student testimony saying, like, yes, we want a space like this on campus, and I think each of you have a unique view as to why it would benefit your apartment, your role, any of these things. So maybe if that's something you feel compelled to do, I would love to get a short statement from you saying why you think this is important to have.
No? Are you allowed to share this, like, the blueprints and everything, or no?
Yes. Here we are in public record.
I have Democracy Plaza's blueprint, so I didn't see why we wouldn't be able to.
Okay, just so like, if they have a visual representation,
yeah.
I feel like students would be more like, oh, it's like,
mm-hmm.
It's concrete, it's like happening, it's not like an
literally.
Idea in space.
Yeah, it literally is concrete. But another idea for funding we had was to have like bricks that donors could like put their name in and like that could like pave the stage. But that's a lot of work getting individual breaks. So we're gonna meet with Bill Johnson hopefully soon. President Sandoval loves the idea. He really liked it. We wanted to keep as much grass as we could, so we were gonna put grass between all the seating. But they did put a little bit of like pavers and stuff in there. Yeah, if you're over there, definitely check it out. I feel like it's has a lot of potential.
Liz?
Just to get the ball rolling, like if you need ideas for donors, like maybe they can name the trees, because I know from sitting on the Harvard Report, people love naming trees.
That's a really good
idea. How much a tree? What do the interns think?
I think it's really cool, because like right now it's just kind of like, it's just a sicko grass. You know, it's like kind of boring, but like this makes it more interesting, and it adds like it just looks like a place for civic engagement, which is kind of what we need, I think, on this campus.
I really like the idea of it. I already sit out there all the time anyway, so it's like if there's actually like a space for like, you know, where you're not just sitting in the middle of a grass patch, it would be nice. And I think about too, you were talking about like, you know, you want it to be so like there's like a mic and a screen and stuff ready there, but like is there gonna be storage like under the stage? You're gonna have to store it in like the student services center right there. Like where is that gonna be kept? Because you can't just leave that stuff outside.
Right. Also to expand on that, like I don't think it would be like a good idea to like if you were to store it in a different building like Church Fine Arts, you would have to talk to like the instructors that are in that building because I don't know, just from personal experience, people don't like it when you're like invade their space.
That's a really good question. If you notice like right here, there's like a big brick. Oh, is it touchscreen? Oh.
Oh my gosh.
It goes like all the way around and it's like it kind of looks like a pavilion, like, and so we were thinking of attaching like weather ready speakers on those, and then everything would be like Bluetooth, and then maybe there's a key to have like unlock the microphone inside one of those boxes or something, but storage is definitely a good thing to consider, so thanks for bringing that up.
Or work with
the
KC at one, and you know, you go to the at one to get the equipment, and it's already Bluetooth,
yeah.
Right? Good.
I could see like a new like Music Mondays and like DJs,
yeah,
can like come every Monday or just like fun things like that. And like if you're passing by, you don't have to feel obligated to stop in, but like if you do, it's right there. You know, it's like its own little space, but still you can see what's going on.
I'm hoping the pandemic does not proceed in the future, but I know during Nevada Fit, they're like, oh, try to eat as outside as much as possible. And we're like, there's like nowhere to eat outside or like be outside compared to inside. So I feel like we need a lot more outdoor seating, which this does provide in cases of unfortunate circumstances.
Well, even like during Nevada Bound and when the Andes do their tours and work, that's a great space when we do this stuff. Right?
Yeah, we just wanted to share with you all to get your feedback. It's something Keegan and I really put a lot of time and energy into, and a lot of other, we're starting to invest other people at the university, so we felt it was good to get your opinion before we continue with it. So if you have any concerns you think of later, let us know so we can try to identify those before the process goes too far. Norm?
I kind of do have a question. I know you guys are working on the dome too, so like which would take precedence?
The dome. Those are two different things. Yeah, probably the dome. Because that's like a student fee that we're trying to enact. But like this would probably be built before the bill or the university field house.
And this would come from a student fee at all. This would be either ideally from ASU enrollover dollars and then donor contributions. Maybe if the president loves it so much, he'd be so kind to contribute some dollars. The provost also loved it, the AVP NASH loved it, and so maybe we can get student services to kind of engage financially as well. Parker?
Speaking of a dome, would there be any kind of like tents or like structure that we could put up if it were to rain, like on an event?
As of now, we don't have that built in because we really want it to be organic and just kind of open as is. That's not an awful idea, but maybe there's a temporary structure or like something you could retract.
Okay.
But we don't have that as of now. That's a good thing to kind of put in.
Can I add to that? The reason you don't see that is the wind. It's harsh. Now that being said, ever since they built like Wayland and Wayland and Wiegand, that helps with the wind. So, or maybe it could be those structures. You know how you just pull these tarps real taut and they're like at an angle and they're just permanent? Something along those lines.
Anything else? Cool. Well, thank you guys. I appreciate it. All right, next we'll move into agenda item 8, public comment. Is there anything public comment at this time? Director Lim.
Sorry, I don't want to hold everyone, but I want to read Ellie's report because she did prepare it. Hello, everyone. Sorry I can't be with you all today, but hello is something I'd like to talk to you all about. During the fall, I worked on the mandatory student health insurance and providing assistance with student outreach and marketing on social media. I also worked on the Out or Not Your Love campaign, where I also assisted in logistics, event preparation and execution, and marketing strategies. I also worked on the COVID-19 student outreach policy research and proposed spring initiatives. Dr. Lim and I are actively mentoring and guiding the intern to the Department of Campus Wellness, so we're super excited to have her again this spring. I'm also coordinating student-led coalitions like the Queer Student Health Coalition and the Women's Health Coalition due to membership discrepancies, COVID-19, and other issues that many student organizations face. Recruitment to these coalitions have been delayed and slowed. We're currently revisiting this and actively working to create these coalitions. I'm also continuing to lead marketing efforts for campaigns for the department and continuing to help in events and project logistics for future events and projects, especially Wellness Week. I'm finishing up a campaign with Intern McCarthy Flux on wellness bag giveaways in partnership with student wellness resources on campus. During winter break, we worked on finalizing Wellness Week, the PAC Protected campaign, Screw to Stigma, and Let's Get Physical. Also assisted in research and outreach for the Board of Regents meeting. And I also currently serve as a proxy for Director Campus Wellness for the following groups, the Brown Bag Discussion and the NSHE Mental Health Task Force. Let me know if you need anything.
Thank you, Ellie. Thank you very much for all your work. Dr. Rodriguez?
Yeah, I really want to make sure to thank the Center for Student Engagement staff for MLK Day. It was just the cutest thing in the world. I had 130 kids that showed up to the Rose Club. We had something like 15 student volunteers that showed up to read the MLK book to them. And then the kids made their social justice signs, and then they went on a social justice march. It was amazing. And I'm proud of the staff because you need to know, almost all of the Boys and Girls Club staff called in sick. So they literally had to pull off the event. It was Hanine and Amy. Sophie was there as a student volunteer. She's your PAC Provisions Director. But they all pulled together and they pulled it off, and there's tons of cute pictures of these kids, like really trying to conceptualize what social justice means and what it means, what it meant through the eyes of Martin Luther King. So.
And there were like 60 more kids than they were expecting, right?
Yeah.
They were able to adapt.
Yeah, no. So they did a great job. And all of you did a great job, the whole Welcome Back Week thing, and Nick, the club fair, I mean, like I was getting phone calls kind of a thing. So congratulations. I mean, you're down to, 10 weeks. I think somewhere in that neighborhood, maybe 11. So be thinking about that. Like, what are the things what are your priorities now? Everybody, please, I've been doing this for 32 years at 3 college campuses. Students will come in with this long list of things they're going to accomplish. And the reality is that higher education just keeps getting more and more complex, you know, in terms of being able to navigate it and negotiate it. The reality for you now is you've got 10 weeks. What is that priority, right? What is that thing that you want to accomplish? Set your sights on that, right? And put your time and your energy into that. If you can accomplish more, that's great. But if not, know that even leaving things behind like this, right? Hannah started at one level and it was a scratch. And John Walsh was there. He was very helpful, right? So now this has moved to that next level and talking with the alumni folks. And that's the way things work in large bureaucracies. You just sometimes can't accomplish all these goals in a year. That doesn't mean you have failed. Oftentimes what's harder is not the actual final product, but rather the vision. If you don't have vision, right? We never see big things happen. We never see change happen. So be proud of yourselves for having accomplished what you have thus far. And then, you know, figure it out. What's that one or two things you want to get done before your tenure is up? Okay?
Ms. there any other public comment? Next, we'll move to agenda item nine, remarks of the agent officers. Cabinet is sharing the remarks that they have. Are there any remarks? Yes, President Murphy?
What are we wearing for a retreat on Saturday?
Good question. I am so thankful you asked. On Saturday, I would love for all of us to wear the quarter zips that Parker ordered us. They got in, and so it would be awesome if we can all kind of be coordinated. And then I think Saturday, did we decide the music festival or just whatever?
Sunday. I don't know. Like, we could just do like band t-shirts or like fun like hair. I don't know. What's the
festival outfits?
Vibe question mark.
And
yes.
Yeah.
Cool. If you want to dress bandy, here you go.
Well, we should do like Wolfpack like spirit out on Sunday.
Go pack. I love it. Cool. But yeah, quarter zips on Saturday. I had two more items that I just apparently forgot to mention that I will mention now. So Director Britt's department has done a fantastic job starting the foundation for the DEI strategic plan for ASUN. So if you all remember a while back, we worked on the, Dr. Gormora presented to us the university DEI strategic plans. And so after talking with Director Rodriguez, I think the course of action that we were hoping to kind of pursue, just so it's not all dumped on your department and just the five of you, would be to kind of create little subcommittees of people who would be interested in joining this. We'd have 1-hour meetings over the next month or so, once a week, and that way we can really set the foundation, and then we can incorporate center for student engagement and the help that our expert pro staff have, and kind of get the process going that way.
We already have our own community plan.
So, does that sound good?
Yeah, I love that. That would be so helpful.
Good.
So that way all of us can have a little help in the help.
So is there anybody who would be interested in sitting in on this process? Jay. Okay, perfect. All right, then as we kind of develop this a little bit further, I'll be in touch with all of you over email. You can also, you're more than welcome to share this with your departments as well, and see if there's anybody who would like to join that way as well. So then the other remark that I wanted to make, I know when we went through our reflection stuff at the end of last semester, the beginning of this semester, I had you all fill out that form. So I'm kind of going through and just not grading it, but like giving you comments and feedback. So I will give that student at the next president's cabinet meeting. Also in that reflection, one of my promises to you all was Board of Regent meeting prep. And so I want to let you know there's a Board of Regent meeting tomorrow. but with that being said, it's a special meeting and it is the ad hoc chief of staff and special counsel of the Board of Regents search committee. So they won't be doing anything that particularly like affects our day-to-day. They'll just be hiring a new person within the Board of Regents as their special counsel. You're more than welcome to attend. It's in the system office. If you want me to send that information out, I will. If not, the next scheduled meeting as of right now, which they can schedule meetings whenever they'd like, they do have to fill them out of the meeting law, but as of now, the next scheduled one is the March 3rd and 4th quarterly board meeting. So once that agenda comes out, then we can go through that as we talked about before. So, any questions? Does anyone want me to send you the ad hoc special board council? Cool. Okay, awesome. Any other remarks? Next, we'll move into agenda item 10, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 5:35 p.m.